American presidential elections, the height of democracy.
The 1824 presidential campaign was a free-for-all, with four Democratic-Republican candidates vying for the office. Secretary of State John Quincy Adams of Massachusetts represented the commercial Northeast. Speaker of the House Henry Clay of Kentucky represented the agrarian South. War of 1812 hero Andrew Jackson of Tennessee and Secretary of the Treasury William Crawford of Georgia also had sectional support. John C. Calhoun ran unopposed as vice president. The party's congressional caucus nominated Crawford, but the nomination was discredited when a majority of the states chose electors by popular votes. Jackson won the plurality of the popular vote, but no candidate received an electoral majority. For the second time, the House of Representatives chose the president. Clay, the fourth place candidate, threw his support to Adams, who was elected on the first ballot. Andrew Jackson complained of a corrupt bargain. Adams was the first president to win the office with a minority of popular votes.